It's that time again on Monday afternoon with Judy Duke and Local Matters, fascinating and interesting people. And I have a little old tiny lady with me in the studio this afternoon, Miss Gail Glover. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Judy. You okay?
I am doing good, Gail. Gail is an interesting person, and she is fascinating. And we're going to talk about the fact that she's a native Cookevillian. Correct?
Yes.
You were Gail Webb.
Before I married, yes.
Okay. And you married Mr. Al Glover.
That's correct.
Al was a dear, dear man, and he got ill and passed away.
Yes.
And tell me what his position was, or share with us what his position was.
He was Putnam County trustee. He was first elected in 1998. He ran for re-election in 2002. After that, he became ill in November of that year and passed away in January of 2003.
And you did something that a number of wives have done.
Yes.
When their husband was became ill and passed or whatever. I think of Charlotte Burks.
Yes.
She ran for that position that Tommy Burks had. So you,
correct,
were you appointed to start with?
I was appointed first.
After Al passed.
Yes, yes. And that was a very hard decision to make.
I bet.
Particularly when you're dealing with a death.
Yes,
And you have that to think about. Do I want to go into full-time work or continue in part-time real estate, which I did for a while.
That's what you were doing when Al got,
yes,
sick and passed.
Yes.
Okay.
And so after much prayer, talking with family, friends, I decided to, if they appointed me, that I would accept. Yes.
Okay.
And I was
did
appointed.
Did you let it be known that you would complete his term at that time?
I would complete the term.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But that involved an election that was really off schedule for the trustee.
That's what I thought.
Simply because of his death. So I was appointed. That was in 2003. Then in 2004, my name had to go back on the ballot for the citizens to elect
Did
me.
Did you have anybody that ran against you? I don't remember. Nobody ran against you.
And after I completed that term, I thought, well, I'll try at least one more term, which put us back on schedule for, mm-hmm, the trustee. And I was blessed that there was no opponent in that race either. So
that meant you were doing a great job.
Well, I hope so.
Well, I think you did.
I tried. But I owe it to a good staff as well.
Well,
excellent.
Yeah, especially when you have to come in, I would think, in that situation. Not only were you still grieving, because grief is a process,
right,
that is always with you,
right,
when you lose a loved one, you learn to cope and accept different avenues,
yes,
of looking at it, as,
yes,
you and I both know.
Right.
That would have been hard.
It was difficult.
You went into Al's office. You sat in the chair that he was there. There may be people listening to us this afternoon who really don't know what a trustee does.
The trustee collects the county taxes.
So everybody that lives in the county
would pay their taxes in that particular office. A lot of people wrongly guess that we assess their properties, but we don't.
We have an assessor.
Assessor of property, yes, mm-hmm, that does that.
All you do is take the money.
We take the money. Yes, we do.
And so how big was your staff?
There were four clerks on the front that collected, and then we had a bookkeeper, and we had a chief deputy clerk, and they sat behind. They could collect, mm-hmm, but at breaks during the day, lunch hours, breaks, you know, they could do everything that the front staff or the front clerks could do.
Could do, okay.
Yes. But
so
very,
how many years did you stay in that position?
About 7.5 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did you retire then?
Yes. I retired from that job, but not completely retired. Retired from life.
No, yes, you're like me. You aren't ever going to retire from life, because I know you are very active in the community. You're active in your church. You're a world traveler. You work part-time for Hooper Huddleston and Horner Funeral Home.
Yes.
How's that? How'd that come about?
Well, actually, that funeral home had buried my mom and dad and some of my other relatives. So I always knew them, and I didn't know Mr. Huddleston, but I did know Mr. Hooper. And one day, my last day at work was August 31st of 2010.
Okay.
So for about 2 years, I just went along doing kind of what I wanted to. And then in the fall of 2012, David Horner called me to see if I would like to do a little part-time work.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I can't do anything about the deceased, but it's a way to maybe help the family of the deceased person. And I thought about it for a while, but then he called me back a second time because I hadn't made a decision. And at that time, I just decided to accept the part-time work. And
it's been a blessing ever since.
It's been a blessing. Wonderful family and wonderful people that I work with, and the people that I meet who really don't want to be there, but, you know, they don't have a choice sometimes.
That's, you know, I've always heard that taxes and death are the two things that will
go on.
Are going to happen to you.
Yes.
Talking today with Gail Glover, former Putnam County trustee. And before that, real estate agent.
I was in real estate, yes.
So due to unfortunate death of her husband at a rather young age, she became the trustee for Putnam County. That person who is in that office that collects your county taxes.
Yes.
You got to have today is a different world. I went into a store here in Cookeville yesterday, as a matter of fact, and the thought came to me, wow, there could be a gunman here. And I hate to bring up that subject. There could be someone who's mentally ill or whatever. And I did that ever occur to you you were in a public building?
I really didn't think about it that much. Maybe if we heard about something happening, you know, over the news or something in a public place, I thought, well, that could always happen here, but it could happen anywhere.
It could.
You just really don't know.
You don't know.
No,
and
you don't.
And speaking of that, you've been out of the country a number of times.
Just a few times. Not as much as I would like to be, but there's nothing like coming home, though.
There is nothing like Middle Tennessee.
Yes.
Because I've had the fortune to travel a lot myself. But I know you're a Christian.
Yes.
Like I said, you're active in your church. And I know that you have been to Israel twice.
Yes.
And you'd go again tomorrow.
I hope I can get at least one more trip in.
Why would you want to go back if you've already been there?
Well,
what is it that happens to you as an individual?
It just really changes your heart. If you're a Christian, it changes your heart. And, you know, I have to remind myself, this is not about the earth, the terra firma itself. It's about the people that have walked that earth that we know through history and through our scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And even back to Old Testament times, and definitely going into the New Testament where Jesus and his disciples were and the work that they performed and what that country has given to us. You know, that's the basis for our Christian faith.
Absolutely.
But they're also, I mean, they're on the world stage as far as inventions are concerned that people have no idea. You really just kind of have to delve into it. I didn't know it and still don't know a lot of what they contribute to the world.
Okay, in addition to going to Israel twice, where else have you been?
Well, I have been to Canada, which I loved as well. Beautiful country. And then this past summer, back in June, I was in Greece, which is also a beautiful country. And
well, that's still got biblical history galore.
Oh, absolutely. The cradle of democracy.
Yes.
And biblical history as well. Yes.
Of beautiful the two countries, then, that you've visited, which one was your favorite?
That's really hard to say. As far as overall beauty in every area, probably Greece, but your heart's not there quite as much as it would be in Israel.
Especially if you are of Jewish or if your religion is Jewish or Christian.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
I can see that.
Yes.
I certainly mm-hmm. can. And I know you have traveled with different people.
Groups, yes.
And different groups. I know you've traveled with church groups. I know you've traveled with Peggy Fragopoulos, who's also been on this show.
Yes.
Early on. And Peggy, she will have visited, I reckon, every place in the world.
Amazing.
She keeps going.
Amazing. She just keeps going. And this time in Greece, she was going with a bad leg.
Oh, yeah.
She'd from an accident.
She'd been in an accident.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she set out maybe a day and a half, 2 days, but where she could go, she still went.
And she's my age. She is
amazing.
A go-getter.
Yes, amazing person.
Former teacher, still teaching some, I think, maybe at Tech or Roan State. I don't know.
I think Roan State.
She's taught at Monterey and a lot of places.
Yes.
But
yes.
She really is a world traveler.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yes. And Greece is one of her favorite places.
She lived in Greece.
Yes.
Her children's father was Greek.
Yes. Five or 6 years, I think she lived there.
And she did. Taught school there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So that's almost like home to her.
Absolutely.
Even though she was born and raised right here in Putnam County, as far as I know. But anyway, we're going to have to take a break from Gail Glover, my friend, first of all.
Yes.
And we're going to have to let you hear our sponsors, and please listen. And they give you offer services and things that could help your life better. So listen up, and we'll be back in just a minute.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. Hope you listened up and support our sponsors that allow us to be on the air on Monday afternoons at 5:30. Talking today with Gail Glover, former Putnam County trustee, real estate agent, and mother.
Yes.
You and Al have two daughters.
Two daughters, yes.
Do they live here?
One of them lives here. Lisa lives here. And our other daughter, Amy, is married and has two daughters, and she and her family live in Athens, McMinn County.
Okay, Athens, Tennessee.
Yes.
That's a nice little town.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Close to Chattanooga.
About midway between Knoxville and Chattanooga.
Just like we're midway between Nashville and Knoxville.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I told you during the break that I wanted to go back to Israel, the fact that you've been twice. What is it that, well, knowing your religious beliefs, the fact that you profess Christianity in, what if, and that's a big if, you could pick one favorite spot in Israel, can you do that?
it's very hard to do. On our second trip, we visited a few different places than what we did the first time. And I think if I'm able to go back a third time, there would still be different spots. Of course, Jerusalem is wonderful.
Did you go to the Weeping Wall?
Yes. Then? Yes, we did. That is very touching.
Were you rebaptized?
I was not immersed
in the Jordan?
No? I was not.
Okay.
I put my foot in. Several people were baptized.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I was shocked when I saw the Jordan River. It was
not as clean as you thought.
Oh no! It was during the dry season. The early rains had not started and everything, so it was just really muddy. But I had to think of the significance of it.
Sure.
And that meant a lot to me. Of course, another spot we went over into Jordan. Mount Nebo, where God told Moses that he would not enter the promised land but could look over it. That was really touching. And
Terra firma. You were on terra firma that Moses had once walked on.
That he had once walked in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. And then, of course, the Mount of Olives. You know, where so much took place at the end of Jesus' life it was just so touching.
You're with a group, Gail, do people get quiet?
Oh, yes, they do, particularly in a place like the Mount of Olives.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fortunate that we were able to go there early one morning.
Oh, wow.
Before the flood of people started coming. We spent about an hour or so there. We did communion in the Mount of Olives.
Oh, wow.
And
this was a church group you were traveling with?
It was a church, but it was a mixed group.
Okay.
Not members, different.
Right.
Different,
but still,
denomination.
It's an organized
it was an organized trip.
Okay. All right.
And that was really touching. And, you know, just the history.
Cold chills.
Oh, absolutely.
Lump in the throat.
Yes, cold chills. Plus, looking at some of the trees, I mean, it is an olive garden. The olive trees are there, and some of them, we'll never know the exact tree that Jesus prayed under. But, you know, some of those trees are 1,000 years old or older. And it was a touching place to be. And then you look over at Jerusalem, you have the Kidron Valley between there and Jerusalem. So it's just really, you know, it touches your heart.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think so. I remember visiting when the Holocaust Museum in D.C. first opened.
Yes.
I was there the first summer it was open.
Mm-hmm.
And this may sound bad, but that was it's a very stark building, first of all.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Not the one in Washington.
Okay.
They have one in Israel.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's different.
Yes.
But this
yes.
one was just the architecture. Before you
yes.
can get in there, you have a heavy, I did,
mm-hmm.
Heaviness about it. But they, the day that we were there, I wasn't in a group. It was just me and a friend. And I want to go back there because the day we were there was school day.
Yes.
And there were lots and lots of children. But there were spots within that museum that took my breath away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't speak. My friend and I couldn't speak.
Right.
It was had such a powerful effect on both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be what I would wonder when you're in a place like the Weeping Wall or
yes.
the Via Dolorosa, the Way of the Cross.
The Way of the Cross.
If people were quiet, if they were reverent and just quiet and there wasn't a lot of loud noises, even though there were a lot of people.
Some of the places, of course, Israel is a much traveled land. Lots of travelers go there. And some areas were very quiet. Some were noisy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a bustling city.
It's a bustling city. You just kind of have to use your imagination when you see Jerusalem.
I guess you do.
And think about 2,000 years and more. You really have to, because it is a bustling city now, mm-hmm. modern city, even though there's still the old there.
Yes.
Yes.
The old is in the middle, is it not?
Near the middle, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. In the area where the
old city.
Western or Wailing Wall, the Temple Mount, you know, in that area.
I called it the Weeping Wall, but its actual name is the Wailing Wall.
But people refer to it both ways.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I have a picture of my ex-son-in-law there, and just seeing him there with his hand, and he had his head bowed, it was just moving.
Oh, yes, it is. It really is.
It was moving for me to see him there,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
But anyway, that would be a trip that I would love to be able to go on sometime.
Maybe we can.
Would that not be wonderful?
Yes.
God could perform a miracle and send
yes,
me the money.
All of us.
Oh, yeah. I imagine it's not inexpensive to take that kind of a trip. And, you know, I have heard some people who have been there say, well, I don't want to go back. I've seen it. I don't want to go back. And that really shocked me.
Well,
but it's not everybody's cup of tea.
It's not everybody's cup of tea. And just because you don't want to go back does not mean that you're not Christian.
Right,
you know,
and that you weren't moved.
That you weren't moved.
Yeah.
It does not. But a lot of people come back with a different, things are different, particularly when you start reading your Bible and you read about these places.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Read before you go and reread it when you
and
get home.
And reread it when you get home. Absolutely.
Yeah. A Bible, if nothing, you know, of course, I believe it's the written word of God. It's also a great history book.
It's a history book. It's both.
It is. It's God's love letter to the human race.
Yes.
The way I believe.
Yes.
But anyway, in Greece, of course, I was an English major in college. In Greece, you know, all the theater and the...
Oh, yes.
You saw
in
all
Athens,
that?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And Parthenon.
Parthenon, the Acropolis.
Did that take your breath away?
It did. Particularly, we spent our first night there when we got there mm-hmm. and had dinner at a rooftop restaurant there that you could look directly to the Acropolis.
Wow.
And some of us got pictures of it lit of the night. And when you
I've
look,
seen those,
yes,
some of them.
Yes,
yeah.
I think one was in the paper this last week that Peggy had put in.
I
made mm-hmm. one just like that, too, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
But the islands were amazing as well.
Let's see, what is the island that beautiful up on a hill?
Santorini.
Santorini.
Yes.
Well, that takes my breath away.
Oh, it
just
does.
Just seeing it in pictures, it's like, whoa.
That was our last stop on our trip. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it the Mediterranean, the sea there?
All of it, I think, in that area there is considered Mediterranean.
Yeah.
But I think each country
has its own sea.
This was the Aegean Sea.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I've heard that said, but that I think Greece would be a very wonderful place.
It
to
was,
visit.
And of course we visited on our tour. One of the islands we visited was Patmos, where John wrote the Book of Revelation.
Did you go to Petra?
No, Petra now is in Israel.
I know.
Oh no, no,
I'm
no,
sorry,
no. That is one of the places I would love to go.
I would
if
love
I'm
to go
able to go
to
back
Petra.
To Israel.
Yes.
Yes.
Now that's in Israel, and if I understand, and I'm not a prophet, but if I understand biblical prophecy, Petra is where at the end of time.
Yes.
God will have gathered what's left of the remnant of the church.
Well, the church.
The Christian church.
That's my understanding. By tradition.
By tradition. Yes. Thank you so much for coming today and being on the show with me. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Judy.
And you've been a great guest.
Thank you.
Learned a lot about you. Fascinating and interesting people. That's who Judy talks to. You folks have a great rest of the day, and God bless you, and I will be talking to you next week on Mondays at 5:30. Have a great rest of the night. See ya.